Although its crew is safe back in Anchorage, the 654-foot Cougar Ace is still at sea, listing on its side 230 miles south of the Aleutian Islands. The ship capsized on Sunday, but has remained stable since then, and the Japanese company that owns the vessel has hired a contractor to determine how best to salvage it. Greg Bierman, the American spokesman for Tokyo-based Mitsui OSK, said the company has hired Titan Maritime of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to salvage the Cougar Ace. Titan has dispatched a tugboat from Seattle, which is expected to reach the shipping vessel by Tuesday. The ship's crew, meanwhile, is awaiting transport back home. Before they leave Anchorage, Bierman said, they're being interviewed by their employers to get a better sense of what exactly happened Sunday night.
They're being interviewed to determine a lot of different things, including what they saw or learned or felt while they were on board. They've been in touch with their family members, and they're making plans to return to their home countries in the next day or so.
The Cougar Ace crew members are from the Philippines, Singapore, and Myanmar. According to their initial reports, the Cougar Ace overturned when the vessel attempted to exchange ballast in the North Pacific. The status of the nearly 5,000 vehicles on the ship, most of which have been identified as belonging to Mazda, is still in doubt. A Coast Guard cutter is at the scene keeping an eye on the ship, but hasn't inspected its cargo. Bierman said things should be clear once crews from Titan have a chance to take a look.
There's no firm report on the cargo at this point. Once the salvage crew gets on board, they will begin to analyze the situation, investigate the status of the vessel, of course, and the cargo, and we'll know more at that point.
Magone Marine Service of Unalaska is transporting some equipment and Titan crew members from Dutch Harbor to the Cougar Ace. Owner Dan Magone is a salvage veteran whose company is still disassembling the Selendang IU freighter, which wrecked on Unalaska Island in 2004. He said that the Cougar Ace will present its own unique challenges.
This thing is heeled way over. It's out in completely exposed open water. The weather's not particularly good out there right now. And so it's a long shot to be able to salvage to begin with. But the fact is that it's so high in the water that there is a chance. And so everything is going to be done to save it. And the steps are pretty straightforward of what needs to be attempted. But it's not going to be a simple job.
Mitsui hasn't decided yet to which port the Cougar Ace will be towed. Bierman said the company will most likely announce a decision today. The vessel won't necessarily end up in Alaska, but if it does, it will probably go to one of the three deep-water ports in the area, Adak, Dutch Harbor, or Kodiak. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.